And now members of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria have held another peaceful rally as part of their campaign for the release of the movement's leader, Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki. Press TV correspondent Dan Juma Abdullahi has the details from the Nigerian capital, Abuja.
Members of the Academic Forum of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria have held a peaceful rally in the capital, Abuja, to renew their calls for the release of the movement's leader, Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki, who has been in detention for nearly 9 months. In addition to the release of Sheikh Zakzaki, the protesters had other pressing demands.
We are calling for them to release Malam immediately without any condition attached, and for them to pay what they destroyed to the Islamic movement in Nigeria. And we demand an apology. Today they are rulers of Nigeria, tomorrow they will never be, or they are not, they will not be.
During a rally in front of the Federal Secretariat, which is the bureaucratic seat of the Nigerian government, members of the Islamic movement condemned Sheikh Zakzaki's continued detention without trial. They asked the federal government of Nigeria to take the necessary steps and ensure that those who attacked and killed hundreds of Muslims in the city of Zaria last December are brought to justice as soon as possible. They say justice delayed is justice denied.
There is absolute miscarriage of justice. So we are calling members of the public that have conscience to join hands in calling for the government to release our leader.
The Islamic Movement of Nigeria also dismissed the claim of Nigeria's secret police that it is keeping Sheikh Zakzaki under protective custody.
I and millions of Nigerians, including billions in the world, cannot make any sense out of what they are saying. You kill somebody's children, his followers, destroy his house, and you say now you are keeping him in a protective custody. Against who?
Apart from the demand for the immediate release of Sheikh Zakzaki, the Islamic Movement of Nigeria today seized the opportunity of the rally to thank their supporters from across the world, including Iranians. The Islamic Movement of Nigeria stressed that it would continue to call for the immediate and unconditional release of its leader, Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki. Danjuma Abdullahi, Press TV, Abuja.
And now we're going to swing over to London. We're joined by Mr. Shabir Hassan Ali, activist and Islamic scholar, for his take. Hello, Mr. Hassan Ali. Now, Mr. Hassan Ali, your view on why the massacre of the Sheikh's family members and followers in Zaria went totally unpunished last year, and why the Sheikh is still incarcerated, and why this story has received such little attention in the international community?
I think the example of what's happened to the Islamic movement in Nigeria, and specifically Sheikh Zakzaki, is very similar to what's happening in places like Bahrain, for example, and occupied Arabia, where you have leaders of the resistance, peaceful resistance, who are just incarcerated, and the world media is completely silent. And there is a common factor in all of these areas. We all know that the Saudi regime has been applying its influence on Bahrain as well as on Nigeria and other places. And of course, it does this at the behest of its real master in Tel Aviv, Washington, and sadly, London. So this is why the media will never cover it. We all know the media is controlled by Zionists. They're never going to speak out against them, except obviously the alternative media and what people can get from online news sources such as Press TV. I don't believe that there will be any outcry from the rest of the world. There wasn't any outcry when Sheikh Nimr was murdered in occupied Arabia. There's been nothing since the threats on Sheikh Isa Qasim, the incarceration of Sheikh Ali Salman. And I don't believe, sadly, that Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki's incarceration, illegal incarceration, as well as the gross murder, genocide, atrocity committed by the Nigerian stormtroopers at the behest of their masters in Tel Aviv and Washington is going to be broadcast on places like the BBC and CNN with much gusto. It's down to the people to make resistance, and it's actually evidence that the fact that there is very little outcry about this in the mainstream media It's evidence of the nature of this uprising, the peaceful nature and the righteous nature of it. Because if you look at the mainstream media, they seem to be very vocal on uprisings and rebels who like to eat livers and kill people, such as the ones they support in occupied in what's happening in Syria. But when so at this point, genuine legitimate resistance, they say nothing.
And I didn't mean to cut you off, I'm sorry, but at this point, what does the Islamic Movement of Nigeria have to do to get a proper investigation and try to get some recourse? There was a mass grave that was already been reported by rights bodies that there was hundreds of people massacred as part of this movement. They were out there peacefully. They got killed. They got dug in mass graves. What does the movement have to do to try to get some kind of recourse for having their Sheikh Zakzaki incarcerated and having their fellow members massacred?
I think the Islamic Movement needs to keep applying pressure to the regime in Abuja. It needs to keep applying pressure, be relentless. Be peaceful, but be relentless. Never give up, never give in. And ultimately, it's a case of wearing them down. There will be a change of government at some point, at least superficially, in Nigeria. And perhaps before then, perhaps after then, there will be some sort of recourse. And they need to keep working with international human rights bodies, Amnesty, Human Rights Watch, Islamic Human Rights Commission, all of these other groups. They need to work alongside them very closely to insist and to keep applying pressure. They need to embarrass people like the United Nations that have been completely silent. They need to embarrass Ban Ki-moon. They need to embarrass America. They need to embarrass London and tell them that this is unacceptable. You know, you people sit there talking about democracy and human rights and everything, but actually you are the biggest violators. You're saying nothing against the illegal incarceration of Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki.
We're going to have to leave it right at that. Thank you, Mr. Shabir Hassan Ali, for your input once again here on Press TV's Top 5. Activist and Islamic scholar joining us out of London.